This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni. It's been over 2 months since Hurricane Florence hit, but the effects linger. For instance, the increased population of cats and dogs without homes. Here's the manager of New Hanover County Humane Society, Jamie Kilgore.
Right now, everything at our shelter is storm-related. Every dog and cat that is there at this time is related from people who've lost everything. They've tried to relocate. There, a lot of them cannot relocate with their animals. We've offered food, anything, trying to keep the family together, but people just can't take their animals with them a lot of times, or don't have a place to stay themselves. So the animals are winding up at our shelter. And so right now, the shelter full of hurricane victims, so to speak, of the four-legged kind.
A performing poet and English professor from Chapel Hill wants to do something to help these animals. His name is Clark Holtzman, and he performed in Wilmington last year with his Program for Jazz. He's performing again at Thalian Hall this Saturday, and all the profits are going to the New Hanover County Humane Society. Clark's Program for Jazz is a manifestation of his love for poetry and rhythm.
I've always loved especially the Renaissance Elizabethan poems and the metaphysicals, John Donne, Shakespeare, Ben Jonson, Robert Herrick, partly because they write these great love poems with lots of passion and expression to them, but partly because they write damn good lyrics. Lyrics that just, for me, seem to be well-suited to a beat. And so for many years, when I've been listening to Miles Davis or Dave Brubeck or whomever, I'd start reciting some of these poems, and I thought, this can be done. This is kind of a neat thing.
Clark hooked up with acclaimed Durham percussionist David Shore a few years ago.
He has a repertoire, New Orleans beats to progressive jazz beats to, kind of Coltrane-type beats or Brubeck-type beats, and he pulls them out in the middle. I'll be doing a poem, and he'll be hearing one of these tunes as I'm doing the poem. Somehow he hears it in the rhythm. He's got a great ear for rhythm and syncopation, and he's been playing drums since he was 14 years old. He knows how the skins work.
David continues as percussionist this year, but there are some changes to the program.
We have some new material, and we added a double bass player, the big, fat, sexy instrument that you make love to on stage. And this guy's really good. His name is Rick Ekberg. He's played with folks like Rosemary Clooney, Perry Como. He's one of those players who, when a band comes into town and they need some pickup players, he does that. And he also plays with the Durham Symphonies. Rick came to one of our concerts and thought it was really cool and said, bass would be pretty neat with that. And I said, let's give it a try.
Highlights of this performance include works by Shakespeare, Lewis Carroll, and something lesser known from the 19th century.
Leigh Hunt. We're doing a pretty good number based on a poem of his. He was a 19th century essayist and theater critic who happened to write one really good anthologizable poem. That's the one we're doing. Not going to say more about it, though.
Program for Jazz is this Saturday, December 1st at Thalian Hall. Showtime is 7:30. All profits go to the New Hanover County Humane Society. And Clark wrote a poem specifically for Wilmington dogs. Plus,
we also do a cat poem, by the way. It's about a barking cat, but we'll do the cat poem.
Find our extended conversation with Clark Holtzman and Jamie Kilgore from the Humane Society at WHQR.org. I'm Gina Gamboni. Communique is a production of WHQR Public Media.
Let's talk about star-crossed, wrong-footed, dangerous love.